It's Tuesday, October 4th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. For the second time, Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore has been suspended from office for the remainder of his term. Closing arguments against Judge Moore came last week at Alabama's Court of the Judiciary.
And in that proceeding 13 years ago, the Court of the Judiciary found that the Chief Justice had violated the canons of ethics and removed him from office. We are here 13 years later because the Chief Justice learned nothing from that first removal. He continues to defy law. He continues to disdain and defy the federal courts, refuse to accept the rule of law without repentance or without remorse.
Moore was accused of defying the Supreme Court of the United States' Obergefell ruling that approved of sodomy in all 50 states. Judge Moore's order to the probate judges earlier this year encouraged compliance to the Alabama Supreme Court ruling that opposed sanction of homosexual marriage. Moore had refused to provide guidance on the effect of Obergefell on Alabama law. Judge Moore intends to appeal his case to the Alabama Supreme Court. Alabama's Court of the Judiciary surely justified the wicked and condemned the righteous, which are both an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 17:15. The World View talked with Dr. Joe Moorcraft of Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, with his reaction.
Judge Roy Moore is one of the most fearless and humble men I know. He is the Martin Luther of the judicial system of the United States. And the decision against him was basically a lynch mob, a repudiation of the rule of law, of the Constitution, and of biblical law as the basis of jurisprudence in this country. I admire Judge Roy Moore for the historical stance of the Word of God.
Jacob Hall, the 6-year-old boy shot in the bloody rampage at the South Carolina grade school, has died. 2 others were wounded in the school shooting. Jacob's parents said in a statement that God gave him to us and he was taken away from us by a senseless act. The alleged shooter is a 14-year-old boy who was homeschooled after he was expelled from public school for allegedly attacking someone with a hatchet. The Gloucester County, Virginia School Board appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, refusing to implement transgendered bathrooms for their K-12 schools. In fact, Virginia's stance is gaining traction and support around the country. 19 state attorneys general have submitted friend of the court briefs, and 9,000 parents and students have attached their names to a legal brief filed by Alliance Defending Freedom. The Obama administration has taken a liberal interpretation of Title IX, requiring school districts that receive federal funds to allow transgender access to bathrooms in K-12 schools. The Department of Education is flexing its muscles with the local school districts. Should the courts persecute Christians for refusing to celebrate homosexual weddings? About half of Americans say yes. That's the takeaway from a recent Pew Research study on a sample size of 4,500 adults. 49% said Christian businesses should be forced to accommodate homosexual weddings, and 48% said they should not. Also, 51% are in agreement with the Obama administration on the transgender bathroom use. The latest CNN poll has Hillary Clinton leading Republican Donald Trump by a 5% margin, 47-42. The latest Fox News poll had Clinton ahead with a similar margin, 49-44. Psalm 146:3 says, "Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help." Bibles for the Mideast attributes divine intervention to saving the lives of Christians participating in a baptismal service. After baptizing 24 Muslim converts to Christ near the Arabian Sea, the busload of Christians was followed by what they believed to be Muslim radicals. The bus was fired upon by the convoy of 3 vehicles. They prayed to the Lord, quote, "for his mighty protection," unquote, and a dust storm whipped up behind them and swallowed up the vehicles in pursuit. You can read the whole story at their website, Bibles4mideast.com. Psalm 147, 7-8 declares, "Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word." Hurricane Matthew is rushing on the islands of Haiti and Jamaica, with winds packing 140 miles per hour. Haiti is just now recovering from another major hurricane that hit the nation in 2010, killing 200,000 people. If you check out the Facebook account for Todd Orr, O-R-R, in Montana, you'll read the story of how he was attacked by a grizzly bear twice. And he survived. After the first attack in Madison County, Montana, he ran for his truck 3 miles away. 10 minutes later, the female bear was on him again. He lay motionless, and she finally took off. It took him a full 45 minutes, though, to make it to the truck. The hospital spent 8 hours sewing him up, and Todd says he thanks God for getting him through this. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, October 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.